In Time for Revenge, a sci-fi murder mystery. Written by Jasper T. Scott and read by Ben Yeager Thomas.
Part 1. Love to Hatred Turned. Heaven has no rage like love to hatred turned. William Congreve. Chapter 1. July 29th, 2020. Rain pelts the tin roof of the converted barn on my family's estate outside Denver. I watch through the slanting skylights in the vaulted ceiling as a blue fork of lightning slices the night in half. A primordial boom makes the panes of glass shiver. The storm is directly overhead. I drag my eyes down from the ceiling and look around the big open space. A dozen desks are arrayed around an egg-shaped capsule on a raised platform in the center of the room. The computer screens on those desks are all off. The hard drive lights, strobing red and yellow in darkened corners of the room. I really should install more lights in here. Everyone went home hours ago. Everyone except for me and my lead engineer, Grant Coleman. He's busy staring at one of the three computer screens on his desk, occasionally typing something before clicking something on another screen. He's running diagnostics on the STCD Mark I before we fire it up for the first time. The acronym stands for Space-Time Compression Device, but only Grant and I know that. The technology we're working on is far too valuable and dangerous to tell just anyone. Another jagged flash of lightning draws my gaze up to the skylights, followed by a boom of thunder. "Byron, it sounds bad out there," Grant says. He looks up from his work to catch my eye. His pale face and blue eyes are highlighted by his computer screens. "You should tell Allison not to come," he adds. "And have her miss this?" I shake my head. "Not a chance." Grant smiles. "You're assuming we'll succeed. The first rule of success is believing in it." "So we're waiting for Allison to get here?" I nod and glance at the cell phone sitting on my desk. My wife hasn't called or texted to say that she isn't coming, so she probably still is. Besides, it's not that far from the manor to the lab, and she can have Alex drive her, or just take the Tesla on auto. While we wait, I stare at the screensaver on my computer. It's looping through pictures of me and Allison from our world tour last year. I see us sitting on the back of my yacht in the Caribbean, then toasting with wine at a 5-star restaurant along the Seine in Paris. A picture of us at the Colosseum, a gondola ride at sunset in Venice, learning to salsa in Barcelona, and touring the Royal Palace in Madrid. I move my mouse to wake the computer, just as a picture of us touring Mount Fuji appears. I type in the password for my computer, 12 digits, numbers, and letters. I click over to the software I wrote for the STCD and begin checking Grant's values for the test run. This isn't our first test, but it is the first one that's likely to succeed. There's a lot riding on tonight. I've poured 7 years of work into this project, not to mention about $10 million. But that's just a tiny fraction of the Gaines family fortune. I'm an only child, so I inherited all $77 billion of that fortune when my parents' plane crashed into the Rocky Mountains. If this works, though, I'm going to need every penny that they left me to scale this technology up to commercial viability. Grant is drumming his fingers on his desk. Thunder rumbles on, more distantly now. A faint squeal draws both of our attention to the barn door, a reinforced steel security door that looks like it belongs in a bank.